There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. You know, I was looking at, Rick, I was looking at this pen that I bought I won't say a case of pens, but I bought a lot of pens for the Get Prepared Expo. I had a few left. And we gave out notebooks and pens for some of the seminars. And this is a Bic pen, you know, the kind I used when I was in elementary school when they first came out, Bic pens. Well, this looked kind of similar, but they replaced the full brass tip with just a tiny bit of brass and plastic that looks like brass. And then at the top it says Mexico. You know, I thought it was made in the United States. I mean, it's there. It's stamped right on it, but it's in a place where you just flat out can't see it. Mexico. So just more jobs leaving the United States. At least it's on, it's in North America, right? But heck.
Vincent, I have two important things that came up that I needed to share right now with you, and then we can move on. The first was that Tim Latimer visited me yesterday from Missouri. He went to Jimmy's Eggs. He was in the area. I got to meet Tim Latimer. I met him at that, and I just wanted to say I really enjoyed him, and I would enjoy others. If you're traveling out here to the West Coast, give me some lead time, and we'll have breakfast and others, and we'll vector. Now, he got to meet Steve, also known as SD, that's quantum botany, and this man just gave me what happened probably in Nebraska. It came through the chicken feed and goes into the egg that everybody eats and takes for granted as food. That's how they most likely, this guy's sharp, that's probably how it was vectored. I'm guessing that's happening across the board. And what they're doing today is checking vectors and how well they work or not work and how many casualties are made from it. They're doing a test like Jade Helm. The whole thing is moving to a totally different level of awareness. And why you have your own chickens and you feed them. You know what I did my chickens with? I found a brewery that had spent barley and promised them so many eggs for access. And I don't have chicken feed anymore, and I don't get it from who knows where that has had done who knows what to vector you know who. And so what I'm going to suggest is that's your layer of direction, is that you make your own feed so you know what your animals are eating. You start the food chain at your home.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, Tim Latimer is a USA Prepares instructor. He instructs on welding, and he travels around the country. He's an expert in metallurgy, and so he's a really brilliant guy. He's taught several sessions at the meetup. So, you know, we have a very interesting faculty. Not all of the faculty is on the radio. Not all of the faculty is the expo. You know, some of the faculty that not everyone gets a chance to know about is faculty of the meetup. And that's every Monday. And that's where Tim Latimer, Mike Wasson, Gene Lewis, and, you know, a bunch of others are present very, very often. So here's Here's something that you said that was very interesting. You're talking about chicken feed. Well, what we do is we let the chickens eat the bugs, and it's a full-time job for these guys racing around the farm, right around the house, looking for bugs. They eat greens, they eat bugs, and you know, we do have to supplement with something, but that's what we're trying to grow, so we can be completely vertically integrated in our food system here at the farm. That is the plan. But Rick, you're absolutely right, and let me tell you a story about chickens. When I lived in Virginia, I had a very dear friend, and they were farmers. And she and her husband was in the chicken business. And what would happen is a chicken company like, we'll say Tyson, would provide the chicks and the chick feed and the design for the chicken houses. So what happens is a farmer would say, well, you know, I think I'll raise some chickens. Tyson says, okay, here's the design of the hen house. Here's the way it goes. Here's the timetable. Here are the instructions. We'll provide the chicks. We'll provide the chick feed. You provide the water, the electricity. We'll help you get financing for these huge chicken houses or chicken barns. And then the chicks get delivered 49 days later. That's 7 weeks. Tyson comes and picks up the chickens. And then they get slaughtered and they become packaged for the supermarket. That's how it works. Well, I got a couple of these chicks, about six of them. And I thought, well, you know, wouldn't it be great to have these chickens running around our farm? Well, here's what happened. A little after 49 days, they all died of heart attacks. They are designed, in my opinion, they are engineered, in my opinion, to live about 10 weeks, 70 days, and then they die. They are bred to be so heavy that they can't walk. These chickens cannot run around and eat bugs. They are not capable of doing it. They're not capable of moving. The only way they can move is by using their wings as legs. So they have their legs, which really can't support their weight. They use their wings to help push them around like oars on a boat. And then their wings start bleeding. And then 10 weeks later, they die. Upside down, heart attack. That's my analysis. So these are not the same. The chickens that we eat from the factory are not the same chickens that we have running around on our farm in Missouri. The chickens that we have running around our farm have lived, for some of them, for years, not 70 days. So there is a difference. Tyson provides the chicks. They're engineered. They all look the same. They're all white. And they provide the feed. So it's controlled. Tyson controls everything. And if the electricity goes down and those great big fans that cool the chicken factories, if they stop, the chickens overheat and die.
There's a video that you can watch that is actually, there's no voices. It's all just music. And in that, if you Google Samsara chicken saying, I'm guaranteeing you will no longer eat chicken. They show how they harvest chicken as a grain. And the metaphor of Tyson is typical of what we call a multinational corporation. They're larger than our country. That means Tyson, for example, actually has more cash flow than the United States. How does that work? Well, he's working India, where there are more people he's working. And so there is this movement to cross barriers, just like they did with the H5N1, only in other areas of metaphor. And illness is ever present everywhere. in that sense of it. And so you need to not so much do like your grandpa did, but you're close and build your home. You're the third little pig. You built your home out of stone and make it huff and puff. That's what the tornadoes are going to be about. And I'm going to tell you, everything is in metaphor. And if you start to say it, once you can see the metaphor, you know how it plays, because you know how the ending goes, and then you can either change the metaphor or go with it. But you have to know what you're looking for. And that's where metaphor is the bottom line, and that came from Greece. So now, that's another kind of science. They used to call it soft, but it isn't. It's just another way of looking at reality that actually allows them to do things we can't.
You know, Rick, I've been on an adventure. I've decided I wanted to become even more self-reliant. And I've decided to buy a lathe and a mill.
Ooh, yes, my kind of plan.
Well,
yeah.
And here's what happened, Rick. I was in Springfield on Monday before Jimmy Zag, and I stopped off at a machinist supply house called Grizzly. And they have a lot of imported machines to make tools. And I wanted to buy a lathe, and there was a Mennonite guy there, and we were talking about lathes. And I said, so why are you interested in a lathe? And we just struck up conversation. We were talking about, you know, we were looking at a South Bend lathe. It was made in Taiwan. And so I was asking him, you know, why was he interested in one? And he said, well, you know, we can't get the parts. We have these old buggies and, you know, we have to make axles. They have to make their own axles now because they can't get the parts. So here we have, you know, we think that the Amish, the Mennonite boy, they're going to be fine when society collapses. Well, no, they're not, because they need some parts and machines like we do. Maybe they're not interested in electricity. I'm not sure how they would power this lathe. Maybe they would power it with a diesel engine and a belt. But the bottom line is they need to make parts too. And so I said to the salesperson who offered to help me, I said, so are others buying lathes too? And he said, because I saw out of stock on a whole bunch of really nice lathes. And I'm thinking, since when are we out of stock on imported lathes, you know, from China and Taiwan? Well, he said, farmers are buying these lathes because they need to make the gears, they need to make everything that going forward, because they believe that the supply chain is going to collapse. So it's not just me, and it's not just you, Rick. Others believe it too, and they're buying the parts to ensure their livelihoods.
Well, by now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick, we have John from Texas. John, welcome.
Morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
You know what was interesting? You were talking about using the feed as a vector to contaminate or spread disease throughout a, you know, production of chicken or any other fowl, bird that might be raised or animals. I guess it could be used there. And I was thinking to myself, what a marketing ploy is you take somebody, some big multinational corporation that, let's say, wants to encroach into another multinational corporation's territory, and so they put out bad seed and wipe out, you know, these chicken production plants, if you will, where they're raising the chicks, and then come in and say, oh, that's terrible. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We'll set you up and just undercut. And so you can have two corporations battling for territory and market share, and everyone, the consumers and the farmers, pay the price. And it looks, you know, obviously that there's no limit to how far they'll go to do that.
Well, here's one example of that. Exactly what you're talking about. In 1982, there were some murders that were committed by the manipulation of Tylenol. And I don't know if you remember that, but there was this big scare because cyanide was placed inside a bottle that was on the shelves of a store. So, do you remember that?
Absolutely.
And it almost took down the company. Because who in their right mind would buy Tylenol after that? So, you know, if you extrapolate that, you're absolutely right. What a great way to destroy your competition. And that's what politicians do. Let me give you an example of that. In Springfield, Missouri, a guy who's a politician, he's running for office. Let's say he's a Democrat. And it doesn't matter whether he's Democrat or Republican, but he's, let's say in this example, he's a Democrat. And he's being interviewed by the local talk show host in the morning. And everything's going fine, and they say, okay, let's take some calls. First call comes in and says, and it's a Republican. But he doesn't announce he's a Republican. He just says, you know, I really like what you've got to say. You make a lot of sense. As a matter of fact, I really like, you know, some of your platform. But are those pedophilia charges, are they still pending?
Yeah.
So now the seed is planted in the minds of those who are listening that this Democrat who has some good ideas might be a pedophile. And it's impossible to fix that. And so what does he say? Absolutely not. No, there are no charges. What are you talking about? There are no charges like that. Then the talk show host is in a panic because he doesn't know what to do. It went out on the air. And how do I know this? Because a Republican, a high-ranking Republican, told me that's what they do.
Sure.
So I didn't get this from, you know, conjecture. I got it from the horse's mouth. A high-ranking Republican said, this is what they do. So when you talk about, you know, modifying the chicken feed, absolutely, it seems like a way that certainly could be done. Our CIA, NSA, those guys could be involved in protecting American interests and destroying competition.
Well, I mean, I had the same on the thing that I had the FBI spread terrible rumors about me because of an incident that I was involved in. And, you know, that my wife had left me and I had a psychotic break and all this business. And, you know, and I knew these guys. These are guys I worked with. And I called one of them up and I said, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he just goes, I'm just following orders.
Yeah. They call that Nuremberg.
Accountability. And I said, you know, I'm an enemy you didn't want to make, and you just did it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what's that mean? And I said, well, I'll follow my orders.
Okay. John, you want to talk about lathes also?
Well, I was just talking like a little bit, yeah, on lathes. And doing all that, that is such a skill to learn. That I know they used to teach it in high school.
Rifle, drill press, drill bits.
I imagine there's probably not many high school have an operating lathe.
Are we on break? Okay, I didn't hear it. Okay. Hey, John, we are on a commercial break. So can you hold that thought? I'll bring you back for a minute or two on the other side of the break, okay?
Now, Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. John is on the line, and Eve is coming up next. John, can you continue what you're saying about the lathes?
Yeah, I mean, we don't see it taught in public school, but while we were on the break, I had a little sort of epiphany. With these homeschoolers, if you had men, you know, people who were could teach lathe and mechanical skills to these homeschool kids as part of their education.
What a great way to go. So if you are an experienced machinist and you'd like to become an instructor at USAPrepares.com, please call me, 417-462-1105, 417-462-1105. That's our phone number at the farm. And also, if you are a winemaking aficionado, if you like making wine and beer and you'd like to teach us how to do it on the class, I'd like to know about that too. And so would the rest of our class. And if you're into distillation and you'd like to teach us about that, we're interested in that too. So, winemaking, beer making, distillation, and machining. Please continue, John.
All righty. But what? That was a little hello. But, I mean, if you had, like, the guy could have a little shop somewhere and the kids meet at the shop. And
mm-hmm. Well, wait, I got a better one. No, all farmers. That's sure. What they do in the winter. That means farmer, to be a farmer, you have to be a polymath. You have to be skilled in animal husbandry, welding, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It isn't just a single line thing. Oh, and oh, guess what? That's what they do in high school. They separate blue collar from white and have machine shop. And the whole thing starts with education. And I just had another epiphany like yours, where I realized that the red pill and the yellow pill and blue pill, matrix pill, all is another cattle feed or chicken feed. And the way they could sub vector diseases, because the crap that they're giving you now as antibiotics is it's creepy.
Well,
it's not
John,
antibiotics
thanks.
Anymore. Oh, this is resistant to that terramycin, so now we're going to give you moxicillin, and we're going to wait. We're going to move it over to da-da-da. Listen, it's no longer about antibiotics and antivirals and da-da-da-da-da-da. It's about the way you train your mind. That's your machine shop.
John, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, I like him. He's smart. No, I did. I liked his style and presentation.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Eve from California, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Maven Finelli. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Just tuning in on what you guys were talking about earlier as far as, tainting food and so on and so forth. If people will remember, I don't know if it was about 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago when they did the same thing to the hamburger industry.
That's right. Yeah.
You're talking about Jack in the Box?
Producer of beef in the United States was bought out for pennies on the dollar because of all the tainted food. I mean, you could go on and on with all the tainted food. I remember when I used to be able to buy orange juice that wasn't pasteurized at Costco. And Costco would stand there and take their oranges and, squeeze them right in front of you, put them in a bottle and sell it to you, and then all of a sudden, couldn't do that anymore because things are getting tainted. Look at what they did to the almonds in California. Same thing. It got tainted with salmonella. Spinach, same thing. You know, it's underhandedly going in and throwing in some, toxic whatever into the ground, into the water, and then all of a sudden the farmers, lose all their crops, everything gets called back, prices go up, and now we're doing the same thing with the eggs because they're going to knock out the smaller farmers, and here comes the big industry to take over. I can remember they did the same thing with the pigs up in Utah. I have a friend that's up there that actually petitioned on it. They came in, the big farmers, took over all the area, all the slop went downhill. The smaller farmers complained that the big industries were not cleaning up their messes. And guess who won? The big guys. Again. Again and again. What we need to do is stop buying their food.
Well, I can tell you, Eve, there's there's no disagreement from me, and I'm sure that Rick Miller would agree. But part of the problem is the people, the consumers who are going along with the big industry. They're not uprising, and that's where some of our black friends have taught us some lessons. They have been protesting about the killing, the tasing, the wounding, the handcuffing, the arresting, the, you know, that's going on in among the blacks by the blue plague. And they have taught us that, you know what, they're leading by example. They're protesting. Why is not everyone protesting about these things, about these crimes that are committed by our politicians? For example, you're talking about tainted meat. How does that happen? Aren't these guys supposed to oversee our food supply? They're obviously falling down on the job, or they're taking bribes. So where is the protection of the people by the system, the same system that the people are paying for the protection? It's outrageous. So the only way that I can think of to stop this is to single out everyone one at a time, single them out, make them famous for the crimes that they are committing against us.
Well, that would be your show. That would be one place to start, you know, or there's many places out there. But when you're talking about the blacks rising up, I think it was fantastic what they did in Baltimore. Some of the you know, the Crips and Bloods and whoever, you know, got together, and instead of, contributing to the problem, they said, no crime, you know. Everybody be peaceful, calm down, you know. Even people were out there cleaning up streets. So the opposite happened, as opposed to what they were trying to incite, which is, you know, fighting, you know, shooting, killing, you know, tearing down buildings, setting fire, so on and so forth. So they're getting the message, and the rest of us need to follow that message.
Eve, you're in California, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeing a decline in the economy that we're seeing here in Missouri and other states?
Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
I just thought I
can't afford to live here. You know,
okay,
as the
I just thought
prices
I'd
go up, the economy, you know, goes down. And you know, these numbers, these fictitious numbers that they put out there, that unemployment is going down and people are getting more jobs. Those jobs are part-time jobs. If you look up online, you can see that the sector of people that are going back to work on part-time jobs are the older group of people that have been laid off from their 50,000 on up paying jobs. They just need a job, and they're willing to work because they got mortgages to pay.
Right.
Whereas the younger kids that are coming out of college, they don't want to take those jobs. They want to go home. They're living with mom and dad. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, they're turning, you know, the establishment that is supposedly, you know, representing Washington. I mean, like, come on, let's, you know, face facts here. We got a hidden government here. You know, the one that everybody thinks they voted in is not really working for you and I. They're working for,
you know, Eve,
corporatocracy. So,
Eve, I've been trying to buy a metal lathe for months now.
I heard you. And
I explained why. I want to be able to make the parts that I don't think I'm going to be able to get in the future. I can tell you that I have called several people during the commercials of this 2-hour broadcast. I found some of these items on Craigslist. I'd call them up, and they're sold. All the ones that are reasonably priced. I'm not saying are great deals. I'm just saying reasonably priced. Every one of them is sold. The only ones that aren't sold are the ones that are overpriced and the ones that are junk. What I'm saying is that farmers are buying these. People are buying these because they want to protect their livelihoods. They want to protect their family's future. And this is just another defense against the system that they see is collapsing around them. This is just one more example. And if you look, if you look at farmers, and Rick said it, you know, they have to know a lot about a lot of different things. And they look up and they look down. So if you're wondering, you know, what lead to follow, I would say talk to your farmer friends and ask them what they see as going on. And they'll tell you what they see, and you may want to follow their lead in terms of your own preparedness for survival. So, Eva, are you saying you're moving from California?
It's quite possible. It's very possible.
Well, you know what? Actually, if you were from California, you wouldn't have said almond. You would have said ammon. I'm just kidding.
You're in California, too, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not in California. And Oregonians do look down on Californians, but I'm from Washington, and we look down on Oregonians. So imagine me down here with Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, I tell you, you know, you have to dodge bullets left and right no matter what you do anymore in the United States. You know, these guys are taking over, and, you know, like I said, you got to sidestep here, there.
No, it isn't guys. There's some women out there doing it, too.
Yeah, there's some women, too. Yeah, there's
Let's not be too sexist now here. Guys.
Well, you've got to watch what you eat. You know, I go to farmers markets. I buy, you know, as much organic food as, you know, as possible.
The reason you go to farmers markets.
I don't even shop in the regular grocery.
Because you know the individual that grew that food, and you know his pattern. And
yeah.
That's why you go to farmers markets.
Eve, thanks so much for your call. We're going into a break.
Really.
Dr. Richard Alan Miller is with us. RichardAlanMiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237 extension 129.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fanelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Rick, I was starting to talk about energy genesis as discussed by Dr. Norman Shealy, and it includes electrical sound and light therapy. And so Norm Shealy has invited me to experience this at his clinic. So I'm interested in doing it. And he talks about how these frequencies, the light frequencies, the sound frequencies, and the electrical frequencies invigorate the body to the point where natural healing is promoted. Have you heard of any of those kinds of techniques?
Yeah, Dr. Gary Buchanan did his doctoral thesis under me in 1974 at the University of Washington on sauna using sound and light and resonant cavity oscillators. He was in music school, and they had to have an outside on his review panel in physics because rather than being music, he spent it in the medical library. He's now running, he wrote a book called Sona, S-O-N-A, and he's out of Steamboat Springs Healing Center in Reno, Nevada. Now, he's a little religious for my taste, but his therapy forms, you look at cymatics that have beat and color, and it does resonant cavity oscillations, which I did with the military, and there it is. We're now starting to make breakthrough in how to use sound and light. Did you know that one of the Bibles actually talks about the sound part of it, and the Sefer Yetzirah that somehow has been forgotten. It's gematria, what they call numerology, and it related sounds to words and how the volumes and tones and pitches change. That's in Chinese. I did Mandarin 1, and just the inflection of the same word changes the entire meaning.
So, Rick, are we saying that there is a potential to cure diseases that we're experiencing now with these technologies? Is that what?
Oh, sure. I saw Bones do it on Star Trek. You know, there it is.
So yeah, but that was television. Hollywood. Yeah, that was television. So are you saying that there is... what about cancer?
About what?
Cancer.
Cancer is a mistake that the body makes when it's millions of reproduction. We have cancer all the time. What you do not want to do is have it make the same mistake continually. And so what you do is you isolate it before it can metastasize and whatever. That cancer is always present. You're making mistakes. I make mistakes just in the way I behave. And so that's a cancer. Actually, there's a website that you might enjoy to take you off into Netherland. How about Lucifer.com? That's a good site to visit. A bunch of anthropologists got together and suggested that ideas are viruses. See, we're being assaulted on all levels, and you got to look at the bigger picture. And a farmer is not a farmer. What he is sovereign, because he does everything in-house.
You know, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Rick, because that's what I am. I mean, and you look
it's
at
not about
the
farming, it's about being a closed system.
Mm-hmm. You look at the faculty of USA Prepares, and we're all that way. I mean, we are all independent thinkers. We are all sovereigns, and we just don't take direction well from people who want to tell us what to do and push us around and steal from us. We don't like it, and we fight back. And I think it's going to be the farmers who are going to lead a lot of us in the right direction.
That's right. That's right.
Because we have no choice. We literally have no choice. There's no place for a farmer to go. We have to figure it out ourselves. And one of the things that what farmers need to do, which we're not doing very well, is we need to help each other. So if I have a field that's not growing right, wouldn't it be nice if a farmer drove by and pulled into my farm and said, "Hey, Vinny, I'll tell you what.
If I
that
got
field
a farm
over there,
and I call it Green Acres, do I get Zsa Zsa Gabor?"
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if farmers would...
You can have fun with the whole thing. It doesn't have to be...
Hey, Rick, we're out of time. We're out of time. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.